This is All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. Well, there are even more headaches during this afternoon's commute around Boston than there were this morning. Police have closed the 93 South exit to Government Center because of heavy traffic on snow-clogged roadways. Also, police are asking drivers to stay away from the area near Mass General Hospital because of the gridlock. The hospital is asking its employees to stagger their departures this afternoon in an attempt to relieve congestion. And public transportation is no better. There are delays reported on every MBTA line, and several commuter rail lines have delayed or canceled trips this afternoon. On some MBTA lines this morning, about 40% of trains were out of service. T officials say they could not boost service for this afternoon, but they hope to increase it by 25% for the morning rush hour. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has more on some of today's epic commutes.
Ashok Dindal of Cambridge stood on the Harvard T station inbound platform patiently waiting and waiting and waxing philosophic.
This is to be expected. It's still a pretty good system. I'm just, a couple trains have come through, they've been packed. And I just chose to wait because I don't like being a sardine. It's still better than driving.
The train finally limped into Park Street Station, where passengers learned more bad news. A rail broke in Copley Square. There will be no more trains from Park Street.
Shuttle buses are replacing service between Kenmore and Haymarket stations.
Laura Rossi has a word for her commute today.
Horrible.
It usually takes Rossi an hour from the North Shore to Boston. This morning, 3 hours later, she was still working her way to her job.
Absolutely horrible. I left my house at 7:15 and I still haven't made it to work. So I'm stuck.
The never-ending commute to work. That's what it feels like. It's like one thing after another.
Fanny Polcari of Somerville was still smiling despite the trials and tribulations of the T today.
Originally, I was trying to take a bus from Somerville to Longwood, and then the bus just skipped by us because I guess it was too full. So then I waited for another bus, and the same thing happened. So then I was like, all right, I'll cross the street, and then I'll take the bus to Lechmere, and then I'll just take the Green Line to work versus the bus.
Not so fast. The train was frozen.
So you had like five guys in Lechmere trying to break the ice and clear the track. Then when we got to North Station, they said everybody off the train. So I only went two stops from Lechmere to North Station.
Finally, Fanny Polcari made it to Park Street and found some comfort.
I got out and got a Dunkin' Donuts, coffee and bagel, and now I'm trying to figure out the rest of the way.
It was 4 hours and counting for Malcolm Pace's commute from Brockton to work in the Fenway. A traffic copter hovered overhead as he waited at Arlington Station for a shuttle bus. He says all's well that ends early.
By the time I get there, it'll be lunchtime and then almost time to leave. I guess that's a good day.
Overheard on a subway platform, one MBTA officer said to another, in just 8 weeks, no one will ever remember this. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.